V'shem abal shem tov meiz kol ish ashe yitvenu libo tikkhu es trumos. Haynu, shekol ish tzarech likach la'atzme midas toivis. Every person has to buy for himself to be koinu midas toivis la'avid b'ma b'yir b'ruch shmoy v'kol ashe yitvenu libo tikkhu es trumos. Now what does that mean? So it's first shalima, the leiv is the makor of the yitzahara. The leiv is makor of toivis. So what do you have to do with your leiv? You have to send your leiv to the Beis HaMikdash. You have to give your leiv, which means it's not just good enough to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Yetzer Toiv. Chalavavcha, you're going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Yetzer Hor as well. Haynu, min ha-taiv ez ha-chitzoynis, from the taiv ez ha-chitzoynis, asher ha-yetzer, mesisoi, la'ava, ve-yirero, me-oysa midah, from that midah itself, yikach la'atzmo, he has to take from himself, le'ehoiv, ha-boyer Baruch Hu. V'chein sha midas, and so too all the other midas. In other words, that was the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash is a mokim where it was an isuf, a gathering together of all the yitzahoras and all the dvarim gashmim and everything that there is in the world. It's a place where they bought that and they tuned it into ruchnis. So that's why everyone had to give the zov, the chesav, and the choishes. It's kulei gashmi. It's gold. You know, everyone asks, what do you have to wear? The mishkan should be the ruchni. Should be made in a shed, right? And why does everything have to be the best and the finest? And this wool has to be twined from terraces because fakert. It was taking the whole oil of Makashmi and his mahapachet into ruchni. Right. That's the tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash. Made it. That's why if a person sins, he has to come to the Beis HaMikdash because the Beis HaMikdash is a mokum that makes aveiros into. It makes Gashmis, the person had an Avara, and that caused him to do an Avera. So then he's got to bring a Korum, means he brings his Avara to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is a place that washes the Avara, makes it into an Ahava Toiv. Right. It's Pal Dekisot. Kol Ashe Yitvenu Liboy. Kol Ashe Yitvenu Liboy, Tikkhu Estrumos. Hainu min HaTaiv Ez HaChitzoynis, Ashe HaYetze Mesisei La'ava V'yiro, Me Oysa HaMida, from that Mida Yikach La'atzmo, Yilev HaBoy Baruch Hu. V'chein Sha Midas, and so too, all the other Midas. Beim es kosva svar makdoshim, svar makdoshim rot. Ilu haya Esav hoylech b'derech ha-toyr, papel digazach. Ilu, if Esav would have gone b'derech ha-toyr, haya avdus shaloi, yoysa gvoya, mibchinas avdus shal Yaakov Avinu. Papel digazach, Esav b'shal roshay, is higher than Yaakov Avinu. Hebnei ki hu misitra de dina kasha, because Esav comes from the sitra of dina kasha. And b'libo yaya poyne l'chol ha-tavus roz. And he had an instinct for Ra. It's not beginning that he was Yetzer HaTavus Ra. He had a murdic instinct to Ra. V'imo yamala zet. If he would have only been mala zet, l'avoydus ha-boyre, ha-ya toiv ma'oid. K'yadua, the lesson ha-yre, ala mitoich ha-shoich. There's no light, only that comes from the darkness. This is a Kedushas Levi, a bidditch of a vort. That Esau was such a, had so much Ra in him, that he could have been the biggest tzaddik. If Kedushas Levi would see a yid eating tray from Yom Kippur, he'd say, wow, if that guy does tshuva, just imagine. Chazar Vera, if he turns it out, makes it into a mitzvah, just imagine how great the mitzvah would be.
See, what about the musik of just of purity, of tzmimus? Never was chotev.
So what's the chazar? B'mokim shebar l'tshuva oimdim?
Right.
In tzadikim gemur mechayin na'amod. So pshad is because in us we're dealing with oimik over here.
Yeah, tzadik ben tzadik is not like tefillah of tzadik ben rosh, tzadik ben rosh. So you see that there's a void of tmimus and purity.
Havada, there's a void of tmimus and purity, but in terms of how deep you're going, in terms of the shayrish, how deep you go with shayrish, is there somebody who's mahavich something, he goes into a very deep, that's why Olam HaBriya is Olam HaTshuva. Olam HaBriya is Yetzor Boyer Choshech. Bal Tshuva finds the Choshech in the Or. That finds the or in it, which is in the choshech. The tzaddik never has anything to do with the choshech. So meila, he's double to the or. He's double to the or, and he's double to the or. I'm about to say, in terms of madrega, he might be on a higher madrega. But who did more avoid in this world? Who found a greater, deeper or in this world? That's the Bal Tshuva. So that's what he's talking. He's talking about who finds the deeper or. So the mamokim shabali tshuva in the main tzaddik and gomer mechal means that because they find a much deeper or than the tzaddik gomer. Which or is more powerful? Avada, the or that's inside the choshech. That's why it had to be concealed. So he finds, the other one's greater person. Say it, but he found the greater or in the Bria. He did more for the Bria. You have somebody who's a tzaddik, he's a kodesh Eliyot, and he does his avoida, and he's mamshech. And then somebody else who does a practical avoida in the Bria. Bal Tshuva does a murdic avoida in the Bria. He takes the clip and he's mahapachit the kedusha.
Is it shaykh to say you have a tzaddik gomer never saw anything, you know, grew up Mei Sharm, never left the home Mei Sharm at the furthest he went, you know? And then you have a Bal Tshuva, so it's shaykh to say that he's on the higher darga?
Not high, the Bal Tshuva is deeper, not higher, deeper. He was Megala deeper Oiris in the deep Bria, for sure.
So in a certain aspect.
Those oiras could be oiras the bechlal. In other words, those oiras could be oiras that necessarily don't want to maximize their impact on him. But he was megal a greater oiras than the bria. Certain ways in the avoid and the bria, certain ways he did greater things. But about it, not allowing a person to do the avera chas v'shalom. In order to be megala those oiras, says Reb Tzadik, that was a slavchas mistake.
Right.
That was a slavchas mistake. It's not a heter to do averas. But what it is, a person chas v'shalom shouldn't feel that he's lost. He doesn't aver the koyach of tshuva is a murder koyach. Gdoy the tshuva shemegas ad kisei akovet. So you're having connection with the kisei akovet. Does every tzaddik is only dovek to or? Does he have their access to the kisei akovet? I mean, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu told the Malachim. Why should we have the Torah? Because it says signa b'tir tzach le'signa this that. So it's not shaykh to a tzaddik. Tzaddik's not going to kill anybody. But the pshat is, Moshe Rabbeinu was holding on to the kisei akovet when he was answering the Malachim. So he says to get up to the kisei akovet, that you need a zasal Torah. But about in his own madrega, in the person's own madrega, in his own cleanliness and etc. So about that tzaddik is cleaner and this and that, and he's not prone about tshuva can chaybi chayte again. I mean, in terms of the matzav hamamad of the adam as an adam, so the tzaddik omo is probably greater.
Right.
It's like you get a guy who's moshul. You get a guy who's shumadik and kirov. He doesn't learn. You know, he's busy. He doesn't learn. He has the time for daven. And he doesn't, he just mumbles, he's got a good mouth, and he's a chreis, you know, some, I don't know, say names, but say people, you know, not so frum, but they do moridik azach. Who's great? I've had the chassam who's kaddish with tahir, and he sits and he's learning all the tahir of an avoda. But the other person's doing a moridik tikkunim in the bria. I mean, that's in Chazal that v'enei toiv ma'oid, toiv zayetz toiv ma'oid zayetz ara. So when I get to that Indian, it's moid. When I get to bring out a moedik atifa shoyrish and a bria, is that about tshuva das? Ubezei yishleim amayim aposuk. Yoyitza oyer boi choyshech lechoyer a bria hu oylam yoyitza gvoyim yitzira. So why does it say, right, it says yoyitza oyer, and then secondary, boi choyshech, boi is choyshech. There's no oyer in bria, bria is higher. It should get lighter and lighter the higher it goes. Somebody who is in a bechinas choishech, like we said, he finds the or, he's mahapach the choishech or, who yoyse toyv b'mayla, ki hu ba'olam ha'elyon, he's in the olam ha'elyon shenikra choishech, k'mo shk'siv yoshes choishech sisre. So the Eibush is kaviyachal concealed in the choishech. So choishech is only a concealing. If you break through that choishech, so then you find what's inside that choishech. Somebody who never treads into the choshech won't find that. So tzaddik's not going to find that. But he's b'tmimus, he's kaddish v'tahir. But somebody who does delve into there will find it, and it'll make a moridika tikkun in the bria when you're mahapach. You're mahapach ador. The mice of this door is the door of the gula, right? Now this door is the door of bal tshuva. Right? This bets and what's the greatest revolution in this door? This door is the revolution of bal tshuva. On one hand, rather the over the Rambam and the Gro and the Baal Shem Tov and these people, they're all greater than the people in this door. But the door achron shalula, that's the door, that's our door. The tikkun in the bria being mahapach all the last parts of Choshech and the Bria to be taken in the Or. That's what's going on in our. Uh-huh. So I'm not dealing with the greatness of the person. We're dealing with the oifti, what he does in the Bria, the tikkunim that he does in the Bria.
Right.
It's like al derech, it says there, Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is chor mesamidosh. Lashon Hara is connected gimel averes chamuras. Gila rosh vichzdama b'rizor. Gimel rosh vichzdama, the gimel chamuras are punishable by Mrs. Bezdin. Lashon Hara is not punishable by Mrs. Bezdin. And Lashon Hara calls the chor mesamidosh. They're doing much worse averes. They're doing, Ritzicha was rampant. Why doesn't say mesamidosh was destroyed? Pshat is the koyach of Yitzhar is a very powerful aver. Well, it's not the greatest aver. It doesn't get skila. But it's powerful, it's a poisonous aver, it's a destructive aver. It's the same thing over here. You can get something where there's godless, this is greater, but this is powerful.
Right.
Avoida of a Baal Tshuva is a very powerful avoida.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lashon Hara is very destructive, this is very, this is, avoida of a Baal Tshuva is very productive. So this is also b'chinas zov, who b'chinas din. And that's why zov is b'chinas din. We know Zov and Kesef. Kesef is Nechsef, Nechsefti, that's Ava, Chesed. Zov is din. That's why there's much less zov in the world than this. That's why zov is more expensive, because din means tzimtzum. The more it's shaykh to din, the less there is. The more it's shaykh to ava, kesef is circulating around the world. Money is circulating around the world. Zov is locked up in vaults. Whatever zov there is, right? Money you have to pay. Zov you have to smuggle. Less of it around. People look for all types of tachbulas to transfer zov. Because zov comes from din. Din is tzimtzum, there's less of it. Hoksiv zov tor. And it says zov tor. Now when it says tor, mashma, tor means that it could be tumah. Tor means it was yotze mechlal tumah. That's why a goy isn't tor. A goy is not makabel tumah either. Only when there's a musuk of becoming tumah, then you can become tor. So Michal Dekatomi, Bechinas Tahir, who Yosem, Bechinas Kaddish. That's much what you were saying before. Adam Kaddish. How can you get greater than an Adam Kaddish? What's the answer? The answer is that Tahir is on a higher level. Because Tahir means it's coming from Tumah. And you're Mahapech Tumah the Tahara. You're Mahapech Tumah Tahara, that's a Moridika Zach. So you had a lot of avoiders in the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was a Makam Mikdash, Makam Kodesh. Had the Paraduma. Paraduma, you had to be more medactic with the Tahara of the Paraduma more than anything else, because that's Tahar. That's Mehapech Tumah LeTahara. Tumah Smeis LeTahara. That's at a higher level than the Bechin of Kedusha in that, again, in that sense of bringing Tahara into the world.
Right, like I remember the shtick on Rapsodic, we talked about Zohar Kesev and Nechoshes. He said, no, Sun Bechin and Nechoshes is the highest Dargah. Because Zohar, you have to strain, you have to take away so much ra before you take out the pure gold, silver, too. And Nechushas, you don't take anything, whatever is there. It's Tzmimus.
Yeah, Tzmimus, that's right.
And a certain Bechina, that's a higher.
Yeah, I'll tell you that. Each of them got their. Right. When you take Zohar and you purify it, so you're taking something. Anything that you're taking, Michoshach La'or, is a Mordeka Avoida. Only by Zov, you take, you've got to mine it and refine it and refine it and put it in the furnace again and again and again. You're coming out with something glorious, coming out with something. Somebody who's an Adam Kodesh, a Madrega Betzadik. He was never in the Tzadik and Eger. Mashenk in Tor, the Daraga of Tor means, he was in the Tzadik Sheni. Ubimelochim Ksiv, and by the Melochim it says, Kulam Tohirim. Melochim Tohirim. How come Melachim b'Tahirim? Chayyur should have said that Melachim are Kedoshim. So Mavur b'Svarim, he says, Pachad HaGazach, Mavur b'Svarim, b'nei ki yesh oylam, there is an oylam shemachrizin ha'averes shel b'nei Adam. There is an oylam that's machrizin, announces the averes of b'nei Adam. Melachim announce it. So those Melachim who announce the person's averes become tome, become nifkam from announcing those words. Just imagine saying that this person, saying in Shemayim that this person was mezaneh.
Even if it's kulo emes,
how about it's emes? But the word itself, the saying an avera on their level is already this minute. It's peligah. I mean, it's like the Arizal says, why the Mitzis Mitzrayim have to come from Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'chovei debatzim loyla de malach loyla de shliach loyla de sarav? Because if Malachim would have come down Mitzrayim, so nisgashim that Mitzrayim would have been nifkam. It will become discussion. It will become people. It will become discussion. So the only one who could go down into Mitzrayim and take Klal Yisrael out, Chas V'Shalom, without being nifkam bechlal ki yuzeh, is Rabban Shlomo b'chavei devatzma. So anyway, the Malach has to say an avera. That's already he's already nifkam. He becomes tummy. Machmas habagam oisa ha'oven, because of the pagam of the oisa ha'oven, afilu hamalachim acha hachroza. Even the malachim after the hachroza, tzrichin litbo lataras atzma, they have to be metayin themselves. Mishum shahoya bepiem sipur advorim, because bepiem they had sipur advorim shosa ze aver, ze bechinas tohir. In other words, when we're talking about Kulam Tahir, and we're talking about those Malachim. It says Kulam Kedoshim as well. Alam Malachim. But there are Malachim who are Darag of Tahir and not in a Darag of Kodesh. V'zeh gam kein einyin ki leba'avur nasis eschem bo'o elokim. Kodesh Baruch Hu came to test. What's Pshat Kihim? Or they said, Ali Dabi Mon Elokim. They said, Hashem shouldn't speak to us. Shele Rotsu B'Bchinas Elokis. They didn't want the B'Bchinas Elokis. Ken Nomas, perhaps they'll die. Wow, see what he's teaching over here? Why didn't they want the Eibishter to speak? Shouldn't fall from the Madrega Ba'avdus. Kosh Baruch Hu Heishev Lehem Adarabah. Ali Zeh Zeh Talu B'mal Haniflo. Mordek. They didn't want to. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to them, the Mamish. Should be forget in 1 second. Ali Da Mona Kim Shavatsa Avchinas Alekos. Slam Shalom Yipro Madrigos and Avdus. They shouldn't fall from the Madrega in Avdus. Nomus means to fall from the Madrega. They didn't want to fall from the Madrega, therefore they didn't want the Eibishter to speak to them. Should be forget, no? If Hashem speaks to them, then it's mashma from here the word.
But they're afraid they die.
They're afraid they'll fall from the Madrega.
Right.
And if Moshe speaks to them, then they won't.
You're saying pen nomus doesn't mean they're literally going to die.
Yeah, nomus means they'll fall. Right? And a filo always, raglea yordus mobus. And a filo, a yurido always means mobus. That's what's the thing. Well, ali dabe.
It could be something like acher, kind of.
Went too high. And
they hear Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they, I don't know, apikarsis or whatever.
Right.
So they want them to know to Moshe. Then it's like Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, it's better this way. If you fall, now you can. Now you can,
then you can pick yourself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, must be. Right. Pel de kazach. So that's the whole part of the Mishkan. The whole part of the Mishkan, and it gives them the kavana. Because what was the bustling activity of the Mishkan? Averis, That's the base of Mikdash. And there it says that's the pshat. That's the boss. That's the tachlis of Bria. Eibusha created a lot of choshech, a lot of head, and the tachlis is to be mahapach. That's a place where the kohenim were mehapech the bria. The ra'atav. They bought a lot of averus into the Beis Hamikdash. But the Beis Hamikdash was a mokum of his hafchus chashech l'nahoya. So meish kolisha sheitvenu liboy. Bring your whole heart, whatever you're thinking of, zav chesav nachoshes, whatever you're thinking of, bring it into the Beis Hamikdash. Meish kolisha sheitvenu liboy. Take a question, Mosi.
I'm thinking there Mosi gavin avodah lechachila.
Is a musik of Aver Lishmo. You find a Chazal Aver Lishmo. Yes, actually.
What the other Rishon is on?
Yeah, no, even by, was it Yael? Yael, was it? She chopped his head off. Supposed to have Shavs and Esther with Achashverish. There are certain machines where they bring about a Moedik HaTzolot. But about that, it's not a look at Chilad. Because Achna, the Pshat is, the vote is, Ein Tzadik HaShayasa Forats. HaShayasa Zaman, HaShayasa Tzavir LaYachta. So every person has to go through that Madrig in his life. But the vote is, the person has to realize that Madrig of going into the Choshech, finding the Ori, even if B'dieved, Rahman or Islan, it happens that he's not full into a potential avoid and a raw of a G'dayla Moed. That's what a person has to realize. People think that, I forget, that once you're chayta, that's it, you're falling into the world of chet. In every chet lies a nitzitz of kedusha, that's called tshuva. And if you get to that nitzitz of kedusha, then you get to the aura. And that's the whole tachlis of the Mishkan. So it's not just a makom of averus, it's a makom of his hafchas averus, l'toiv. Why is it good enough?